I've heard recently this expression that ego is a knot that keeps the material and the spiritual together. Could you please comment on this statement?
Well, there's false ego and pure ego. And when the soul is embodied in a material body, in the material environment, in the plane of exploitation, the ego becomes false. False sense of reality, of who we are. That I am the master of all I survey, and I'm an exploiter. Everything's meant for my enjoyment, for my senses to become established, to reign in hell. This is the false ego, the way it thinks, that everything's meant for my enjoyment and I must exploit it to the max, live life to the fullest for my own purpose, selfish purpose. And extended selfishness, living for that. That's living under the influence of a false ego. But a pure ego is I am servant of the Supreme Lord, Krishna, Vishnu. And let me serve, let me be an instrument for the Supreme Lord's divine will in wanting to be a serving unit and to love the Lord. This is the symptoms, the mentality of someone with a pure ego. So we won't be without ego, whether we're embodied or we are in our sarup, in our divine forms as servitors in the eternal world. Everything here is perverted. And you find the original divine transcendental super conscious world to be pure. And in that type of servitor mood. So in this way, we can purify our false egos. They become purified through the Krishna conscious practicing, Shravanam, Kirtanam, etc. Through the mercy of Guru, Sadhu Guru, Vaishnavas, the false ego can become purified and eventually pure, unalloyed. That's our hope, and we are trying for that and practicing for that. And that awakens in the consciousness. We realize as we make progress, I am really a servant of the Supreme. I'm not an exploiter. That's not natural. It's unnatural for the soul. And the soul will never find happiness in the plane of exploitation. So if we're blessed and fortunate, we'll develop our pure egos, come in touch with that pure ego, and do away with the false one. Transform it, purify it. And that's a glorious thing. It's just another facet, another dimension of the purifying effect. Krishna conscious, life has upon us. Everything becomes fixed. Everything becomes harmonized, purified, transformed. So there's so much hope in the grace of sadhus, gurus, Vaishnavas. We're always busy to try to attract their merciful glance and their blessings. And that's our hope.